I am coming to the conclusion that this episode is starting right now. AK209, the only podcast, with me, Aiden Maloney, my boy Kevin Boland, middle school graduate Kevin Boland. We are here today to provide for you the chaos, laughs, goofs, gaffes, tomfoolery, a hijink, shenanigans, and begrudgingly, a guffaw.
Enough with that word.
Why? Do you not understand it?
I don't understand it because how can you understand something when it's not real?
That's absolutely an English word.
Guffaw.
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 Yeah.
It sounds like
something. You want me to do live research and look up the word guffaw?
But this word sounded like it stopped getting used 800 years ago.
Yeah, well, I was around for it.
Yeah, you were, and he's back. Jesus is back.
We know.
Second coming.
Today, actually. Second today.
Nice.
Guffaw.
I'm up to seven.
A noun. A loud and boisterous laugh. Or it could be a verb. Good. Yeah, that was a guffaw turned choke. Do you know about choking, Kev?
Sadly, no.
Choke.
But I'd like to.
Choke on D.
Choke on D?
Choke on D's nuts.
Oh.
My man. Got him. Well, we start off the show with a vibe of the week, something fun, funny, wholesome, real. It's happened in the last 7 days. And then, of course, we've got language barriers and burning questions. But we can't get there without first coming to the conclusion.
To start Vibe of the Week.
To tell you guys how
we've been the past 7 days.
Exactly.
And I have a pretty funny story, and this actually just happened last night.
Oh, okay.
But what happened? You can go first.
Oh, you don't want... You're going to keep them hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's better to get the uneventful, boring stuff out of the way first.
Right.
I.e. his Vibe of the Week. And then it'd be my turn.
I'm not following what you're saying.
What did you say? Just start talking.
Okay, well... Kevin was going to go ahead with his uneventful, boring stuff, and then I'll go ahead and do the... I kid.
It's funny how you flip that around.
I know, it's funny. But I've been pretty good. I've actually been fantastic, I would say. I went out with my friend Grant. His parents have several acres, a strange amount of acres, like 8 or something like that. But he, like, built a shooting range on his parents' property, right? So I went out to the range this past weekend, and we shooted a lot of the bang bangs, you know? Pa, 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 pa. It was very fun.
That does sound like fun.
It's very fun. The 357, the 40, there were a couple 22s, and one of them was like the lever action, you know? Like the ch-ch-ch. Dude, I love lever action. It's so fun.
It just makes you feel like you're in that time.
Exactly.
Like, like Arthur, I got a plan type shit.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I follow. And that was super fun. And then I've been listening to a lot of, like, not old albums, but not really recent. Kind of like high school, college age for me. I only went to one semester of college and then I withdrew because it was not fun. I did not have fun.
It's not for everybody.
It's not for everyone, and that's fine. I'm fine where I am. But I've been listening to a lot of old albums like Awaken My Love by Childish Gambino, Swimming by Mac Miller, and just like reliving.
He's dead.
Yeah. Mac Miller, not Childish Gambino.
No.
Donald Glover.
Yeah.
It is crazy how much they look alike, by the way.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is.
And you've never seen the both of them in the room together.
I have.
It's like a... You have?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you can't say that publicly.
Well, I can't. Like, I cannot elaborate anymore. That's all I'm able to
legally
say.
Legally allowed to say.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll tell you more when we're off...
Off air.
Off camera.
Yeah, for sure. But it's been really fun listening to, like, those old albums and kind of reliving the time before I had to pay bills or... You know, before stress really caught up to me, you know?
I feel you there.
Back when I used to get 8 hours of restful sleep per night.
Sadly, though, I feel like I'm constantly in that state because what did I used to do when I was in high school? I used to not do my homework and just come home and play video games with the boys.
Homeworkless?
Now,
video games with the boys.
Now I'm an adult and I have to pay these bills, but in the back of my mind, I'm just like, I'm just going to come home and not worry about fucking anything and just play games, usually by myself now because all my other friends are grown or they just don't play or they're actually doing important shit with their lives.
Or they're like me, where my newest console is a gaming PC, And I would play the games that Kevin plays, but I literally need like a new SSD, right? Because most of the storage on my computer is used for this show.
Terabytes and terabytes of
not necessarily. It's more so like I've got about 500 gigs, right? And I think
that's still a lot of
400 and some odd are taken up by like this show and things related to this show.
We take up that much space?
This is a wake-up call. This system,
we need to lose some weight. This is a wake-up call. Like, we're fitting in, like, we shop at the big and tall store now.
Yeah, or Destination XL.
I'm not tall, I'm big, and you're not big, but you're tall.
So we are two halves of one whole...
store.
Fat guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I was going to say is if I want to play the games Kevin plays, I would need to get another card, like a terabyte or something. Because every single one of those games is like 100, 200 gigs. And I can't put that on my girlfriend's PS5.
Dude.
Because that's not fair to her.
Hey.
And I can't put that on my PC because I actually don't have room.
Rocket League is on PlayStation 5 about 30-something gigabytes. Helldivers is only 20.
20% good or 20?
No, 20 gigabytes. Like, it's not... Like, the biggest games on my system now is because I was able to preload Call of Duty Black Ops 6. I was able to preload it.
Oh, wow.
So that now takes up 117 gigabytes. Division 2 takes up 132. I'm going to delete it because I just downloaded it for fun because it was free, but I downloaded WWE 2K24 the other day.
Oh, nice. I mean, at least you have the digital license for it.
Like, I do.
You could
I can download it anytime, but that takes up 92 gigabytes. So, like, if I'm not playing it...
92 gigs?
Yeah.
WWE 24.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking outrageous.
Yeah.
That is actually absurd.
It is. Because the old wrestling games that you and I used to play on older consoles, I don't even think they really had like a size.
They fit the entire game on the disc.
Yeah.
Yeah, no external download. The game fit on the disc.
Well, I'm sure there could be like a little bit of filler, what's the word, space in these things because I don't have... the PlayStation with the disc drive. And if every game you have is on disc, that probably takes up less space. I have all mine digitally, so that might be why it takes up a little extra space.
This is what pisses me off with video games these days, too, with file size, is because they're all, or most of them, like the AAA, quadruple A games, they're all filled up with these like 4K graphics, ray tracing, all that crazy shit, that most people not only can't run, but wouldn't want to waste the space on anyway. And there's no opt-out. You buy the game, you have to download those files.
But you can choose whether or not to download like the multiplayer if you don't want to play that, or the campaign.
But you shouldn't have to even pick though and choose.
You shouldn't have to.
If
but,
I
want
to play at 720p and have a file size that's a quarter... of that full file size, I should be able to do that. I don't need the extra textures. I just want to play.
Well, you're playing on the newest system. You want it to look nice anyway. I get it. But, like, I'm going to download the campaign for Black Ops 6 because I'm going to play it at least once. And then if I never want to play it again, boom, I can just delete it and that takes up less space.
All right. Oh, by the way, wanted to say before we get into Kevin's vibe, happy Halloween, because this episode will drop on the weekend before Halloween. So, happy Halloween out there. Stay safe. Get some candy. Get some drinks. Have a good weekend. If you're going to a Halloween party, give some smooches to the sexy nurses from me.
Couldn't be me.
Having a happy Halloween? Or smooching nurses?
All of the above.
All of the above.
I can't even host a party, so if you're throwing a party, don't invite me.
I could crack
out. You probably don't want to invite
me. I could crack
anyway.
Out my scrubs from back in the day, you know, when I was pre-med.
I'll kiss you. I'll kiss you right on your mouth right here.
Right on the smoocher.
Right on those lips. My honey, I kissed on the lips.
I see now why you've got the riz that you do. It's overpowering. I
mean, yeah, just riz away so with overpowering words. That it drives women away from the first date.
So your vibe of the week.
Yeah. I'll start it off with a funny story.
Yeah.
So last night, I played hockey. played pretty well. I had a great save right out the gate. I don't care. It's not about oh, dubs okay. anymore. Okay. It's just about having fun.
Okay.
I'm trying to get in a better mindset because I had a great game last Friday, too. I was tracking the puck real well. I was seeing it. Made a lot of good saves. So I'm getting in the mindset now of not being all angry Kev, smash, break shit, fucking break. Shit costs too much money, but I'm breaking it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wean off of that. I'm trying to just...
become clean.
I'm cold turkeying the anger and the racism. No, not the racism, but the anger.
Why would you and say things like that?
Because it's funny. And I'm dialing it back down a little bit. But last night was fun. The first save I had, I kind of slid over to my left, and I was already in that motion, and I'm just so glad he lifted the puck, because I was doing that old school, as soon as I slide over, I'd lifted my legs up to just, like, do a fucking spin-a-rooney.
Donna Mikoshik type.
Yeah. So luckily he lifted it, so I got it with my leg pad, and in continuing motion, I just swept it across the crease into the corner. So it was a good start.
Good save.
But on the way home, I'm driving down 894, going
as
home.
As one does.
I'm like, you know, I haven't eaten at all today. I'm going to get some McDonald's, and I'm going to be a fat slob before I go to bed. So I got my food.
As one does.
I got my food. I got home. Got it all ready to eat. I go to... I unwrap my McChicken with cheese.
I saw your snap thing about this.
Did?
I got the notification
you saw
for
it?
Yeah.
I
so
unwrap
McChicken with cheese.
My McChicken with cheese. I noticed it's kind of light.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the... Did they, like, not put any lettuce on it? Because, like, I wouldn't complain, because sometimes there's a lot of lettuce on those fucking things. A
lot of mayo.
I lift up the bun, and there is no fucking chicken patty on this fucking McChicken.
Bro said add cheese, and they were like, oh, add cheese
oh,
in
add
place
cheese.
Of the
get
chicken.
Get rid of the chicken. So I lifted it up, and there's a... I mean, the cheese looked amazing. And then
there's no chicken.
And then a couple spots of mayo and lettuce, I'm like...
You got the worst grilled cheese of all time. You didn't go back?
No.
I would have gone back.
I didn't check it in the bag in the car. I checked it. All the food was there, but I didn't unwrap it in the...
Bro, it doesn't... I would have gone back.
By the time I got home, it was like midnight. I'm not... I mean, because you want to know what else I got because I hadn't eaten all day?
What else
I used a code, and I got points in my McDonald's app. Not sponsored. I don't give a shit. I'm just saying.
They would have to pay me a large sum of money to become a sponsor of this.
Oh, absolutely. I got a Big Mac... And it came with a free medium fry.
Big Mac, medium fry.
I got two small fries.
Two small fries, which is essentially a medium fry. That's essentially two medium fries, in a way.
A McDouble.
A McDouble.
And a McChicken.
A McChicken, which ended up being a bad grilled cheese.
Yes.
To recap.
And it was at the one in Burns Harbor at that Pilot truck stop.
Okay, I know where that's at.
And you know where my house is.
Yeah.
I'm not driving all the way fucking back there.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm already sat down and all the food is open.
Yeah, that's a bit of a hoof. But that's great. So you got Big Mac, medium fry, small fry, McDouble, McChickenless.
Yeah.
And the McChickenless.
I mean, it was only like $14.
Dude, that's a steal.
So.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I couldn't believe that actually happened, and I held it in my hands. I'm like... I just
you
started
still
eating
ate it.
Yeah, I still ate it. I mean,
it's
it was pretty good for fucking bun, lettuce, mayo, cheese, and bun.
The small wins, though. You've got to take the small wins. Even if it still tastes good, and they thought you meant replace chicken with cheese instead of add cheese. I want to know, by the way, I want to know what the individual who built the sandwich was thinking.
Yeah, like goes through your mind when you see a ticket that says add cheese?
Did they read the ticket and say, like, sub cheese? Like, instead of cheese, instead
for
of
chicken patty.
Put cheese.
So I'm paying the already original price for a McChicken, which is about $2
Way too high.
And then I'm adding a slice of American cheese, which is 90 cents. And I'm not getting, I'm essentially getting the McChicken with the add-on without the most expensive part of the fucking sandwich.
Right. So essentially, the McDonald's bun, which is pretty much a sweet roll, with mayonnaise, lettuce, and cheese, costing more than the McChicken, which actually has some protein-ish slab on it. And they had the thought No. They didn't mean add cheese. They must have meant substitute cheese.
Because that reminds me, I saw a meme not too long ago of someone went through the McDonald's drive-thru and said, I want a hamburger plain. And they just got two buns. Like, they got nothing. No meat, no ketchup, no onions, no mustard, no nothing. Just two fucking buns.
No burger.
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, I could.
That's nuts.
I was sad, but I'm like, you know what? I got all this other food in front of me. It's fucking midnight. I don't care. Yeah. I'm watching 2BC. I'm having a good night.
Yeah.
And then I fucking smashed everything else and went to bed.
That's nuts, bro. Well, I think in honor of that, I think I want to order a couple of hamburgers plain and a McChicken
with cheese.
Sub cheese. Yeah. Yes. That's... So while we get that delivered, we will be right back. Language barriers, where the berry are language. I'm kidding, of course. It's where we go to everyone's urban dictionary and we source words that are posted into the ether. And they're words that Gen Z and Gen A use, and it's crazy, because we say some crazy things sometimes, Kev.
That we do, Aiden. That we do.
Kind of looks like I look over and you're, like, dissociating.
I'm always dissociating.
You good, bud? You all right? There's nothing over there, Kev. The camera's here. Right here, buddy.
Over there?
Yeah, over there.
Okay. So, in this segment...
Like a real professional, folks.
In this segment, we will be bringing you words... That you never... I can't do that. That you would almost never use because you've never heard of in your daily life. Talking to people our age. I'm not saying this segment is strictly aimed towards our older audience, but...
It's educational.
I'm
going
to call you out.
Yeah.
And it is educational.
True. There's people in our generation that may not know these terms, too. So,
some of them are brand spanking new. They're coming out in 2024. And we're like here to give you the inside scoop.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thanks.
Yeah, my man.
My first one.
Yes.
Bone up.
Bone up?
Bone up. It's a slang term for getting stoned and masturbating at the same time. I was bored and had some weed, so I found a couple of porno mags and started to bone up. And this, January 23rd, 2009, by Silent
Ounce. 2009?
Wow. Yeah, the description pretty much dates this, that he grabbed porno mags. Like, that's, you know, true. What I do? That's, I grab true. My phone and yeah. I look on the hub. I don't need no magazines.
Isn't
anymore.
It crazy, by the way, that you get sexually excited by pixels? Just a bunch of pixels showing different colors.
I mean, it's 720p. I mean,
720.
Sometimes 1080,
more
4K.
Like 720p on me, please. You know what I'm saying?
Dare I say, maybe I have a VR. So maybe
whoa.
I'm getting...
Whoa.
Kevin
doesn't bone up, though. Allegedly, he may green out. We're not sure about that, though, because we live in Indiana and that's illegal. We don't do that here. Don't do that, is what I would say if I was a cuck. Anyway, candy bar.
Oh, this sounds
yeah. You like candy
good.
Bars, yeah, yeah. Especially uh-huh. fitting for Halloween.
Yeah,
people eat lots of candy bars.
Smart.
Candy bar, an old wrinkly penis. this is posted by user Tom Timms. The example they give is Chris has a candy bar.
I should have said Aiden has a candy.
Yeah,
bar.
Yeah, I know, right? Hey, man,
old wrinkly penis.
My wrinkles are endearing. Okay.
But they're old.
How many months older than yours? 11?
It's still older. Cry.
Says the middle school graduate. Okay.
Cry.
Let us know out there if you've got a candy bar yourself and send pictures of it directly to Kevin. He'll appreciate it.
I would.
Yeah, he would.
My next one. Another insult.
Oh, another insult.
Hanaudia.
Hanaudia?
Hanaudia.
Anaudia?
Anaudia. A dog-ass bitch.
Oh. What lingo is this, though? That sounds Hawaiian?
What a ho Anaudia is a dog-ass bitch by Summer Miami.
Oh, my God.
February 3rd, 2019.
That's probably a name. That's probably a name of someone.
Well,
that's Anaudia.
You're a dog ass bitch.
If you're listening, fellow Anaudia, let us know. Are you a dog ass bitch? We're curious. If you're not, you have to let us know and then tell whoever posted that.
Oh, something Miami. I'm already on the next word.
Something Miami. If they're correct or not. Because we don't want to start using your name, if that is the case, as an insult, if that's not true.
Well, you know, realistically,
we want to be factual here. As journalists, we want to be factual and allow discourse from those who may be affected.
Realistically, though, it's not really our faults for making fun of your name, because your mother's the one who named you, so it all dates back to when you were conceived and when they thought of your name and they said that would be a good name for
Anaudia.
You.
Anaudia. It sounds like a hurricane. It sounds like something like Hurricane Anaudia, and then like Southern Florida is destroyed or something.
It just sounds like...
What does it sound like? A dog-ass bitch, I guess.
Yeah.
According to Something Miami.
Yeah.
The one I've got here is the Dirty Nev.
Okay.
The Dirty Nev is to lace an unsuspecting friend's drink with a shot of fresh semen, usually done to a drink such as Bailey's or Tequila Rose or Guinness, where the consistency...
Oh, no.
The consistency can be hidden.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
You could also put it in, like, breakfast, because eggs and semen have about the same consistency, allegedly. So the Dirty Nev is just spiking your homeboy's drink with a little splooge. Splooge in the boy's drink is the Dirty Nev. This was posted by Rachel1980. If that's your birth year, you are not Gen Z or Gen A, but we still appreciate the submission. That
you
is
know,
pretty cool.
I've never been roofied by anything. But if I were unsuspecting and then someone later in the day told me that my drink has been spiked with my gross semen...
copped you a Dirty Nev.
I'd be like, huh. Okay. Well, I didn't really taste a big difference. Like, there was a subtle hint there, but I was just like, maybe the drink's just sat out a little too long.
A hint
I wasn't against it. It was pretty good.
Like a touch of man, you know?
Yeah.
And the example they gave... Jesus Christ, Tony, I think Carl has Dirty Nev'd me. That Bailey's went down like a salty raw egg.
Oh.
Which is exactly what I said a moment ago. So I would just say, by the way, for context sake, this is a crime. It is a crime to do that.
You can't do this in public.
You cannot do this.
Behind closed doors is a different story, though.
I mean, if you and your homie are pretty close and you've tried each other's semen already, like, I could do it to Kevin easily. And he probably wouldn't even know.
That's like what I said. Like, if you do
That's
it behind closed doors here in this studio, it's completely legal.
Anything remotely sexual, and this is for real. This is not a bit. You always want consent, okay? That's not a joke.
About 70-30.
Don't Dirty Nev anybody, and don't be Kevin where you're joking about consent.
Yeah, about 60-40.
Also, no. Kev, your next one? I'm trying to get you off that bit because it's even...
No. I'm off the bit. I'm just laughing at this word.
Oh, yeah.
Friend.
Okay.
Someone who says they care about you, but doesn't.
Oh, my God.
They will leave the second something goes slightly wrong for them. Steer clear of the fakes of the world. They will break your heart. Morgan was my friend by Francis Smith, January 1st, 2019. They started off the new year on a hateful note.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what was that, Francis? Is Francis the friend or the poster?
Francis, I believe, is the poster.
So Francis is the poster. So I'm sorry, Francis, for this befouling of your friendship.
I mean...
But, I mean, that's such a negative way to look at that.
It
you
is.
You know?
They
but then again,
go.
You can't
Francis
say...
Is Francis in the wrong or the other one?
Francis is in the right.
Okay.
Yes. We have guest Jordan chiming in. So Francis is in the right, but he's in that mindset where he thinks friend means bad because a friend did him bad.
Hmm. This friend being Morgan in this
so
situation.
So Morgan's the friend.
Yeah.
Francis is not. Although we hate France, Francis is in the right.
I'm going to state that Morgan can be a bitch name.
Morgan can't, unless it's Freeman. We love you, Freeman.
True. Yeah, but otherwise, like, I've only met, like, one good Morgan, and I've met multiple Morgans.
Lots of Morgans, only one good one.
Yeah, so, like, Morgan, bit of a bitch name, so...
True. This is true.
Keeping it at that.
Keeping it at that.
Morgan is a friend. Yeah. All Morgans are friends.
That's true. But you can't say friend without end. So we got to end all Morgans except for Freeman, I think, is what I gathered from that.
Yes.
Yeah. Next one I've got here is vaposexual. You something of a vaposexual, Kev? You say as you as you chew that on camera?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So a vaposexual is a man who loves to shove a vape up his ass.
Oh, now see, that I've never done.
By poster Ander PZ.
I've gone through the nasal canal.
But never, I mean, granted, I don't know if the...
I don't think you can suck.
The large intestine connects directly with the lungs, you can't suck up your butt?
I can't. Of course, I've never really tried.
You've never really tried, no. Right. Yeah.
Like, I've never, like, butt chugged before.
Really?
But like
maybe that could be an AK209 Patreon video.
I mean, AK209 on Patreon. I need a couple of days of recovery for that because I've heard it gets you drunk pretty quick.
It does, but I've always wondered. I've never gotten a straight answer from this, by the way. Once you butt chug the beer, do you immediately go to the bathroom and shit out the beer? Like, what do you do once it's in there?
I've seen bits on Jackass where like Steve-O's done it.
Right.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. I think it was an enema.
But probably.
It just immediately, the pressure was just too much. It all just came fucking flying out of his asshole. Like, all but the liquids and shit. It was disgusting. I'm so curious.
Because, like, the common conception is that, like, oh, you butt chug at, like, the frat party or whatever. But if you're bent over backwards and you've got, like, a keg or someone pouring beer into your ass... hole directly, what happens afterwards? I've never known what happens afterwards. Do you immediately shit it out? Do you have like a grace period where maybe you can make it to the restroom? I don't want to do it without having an answer to that question.
I will do it, and I will be the...
You're the test subject?
The test subject, yeah. And I will give you that answer.
It's an honorable thing to do. Let me know.
I will.
Yeah.
Baghdad.
Baghdad? I'm guessing this is not the location on Earth?
Well, yes, it is. When there was talk of pulling out, but it never actually happens.
What?
I had to take the morning after pill 45,693 times because my ex-boyfriend Baghdaded me so many times. She wanted me to pull out, but I Baghdaded that hoe. By Kitty Cat Back Scratch, January 19th, 2009.
So that's an old term, too.
Yep.
Baghdad. I've never heard that before. Besides, like, the location on Earth. Don't do that.
Now that I know this is what, like, this is in reference to, I've Baghdaded many of times because my partner at the time wanted me to do so.
Right.
I wanted to pull out of the war, but she wanted the war to rage on.
The battle must be won, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
But that's I think the discerning difference there is you were requested to Baghdad. Whereas if you do that unrequested,
yes.
That's not very cool.
True.
So only Baghdad when Baghdad is on the table. You could even Baghdad on a table. You know what I'm saying?
You can Baghdad on...
a table.
on in the country of Baghdad.
That's so cool. I love that idea.
I Baghdad it
in the Baghdad.
Oh, I like this.
You ready for this?
I like that.
A hearing aid.
Oh.
You're aware of what they are?
Yes.
Okay. This the sexual act of repeatedly thrusting a penis through the gauge of somebody's ear.
Oh. I'm going to look at Rhea Ripley so much more differently now.
I know. It's very strange. It's like it changes three holes to five.
Well, you know, yeah, I was there because I go talk dirty to me, like, oh, I'm going to use all your holes. And they're like, okay. And they just take out their gauges.
Right.
It's like, wait, but not my butt. Wait. Hold on. The way you dress and the way you make yourself appear makes you look like you love butt stuff.
You can't. I mean, you can assume what you want. Well, no, but I'm not.
I didn't mean it like that. Like, I really but didn't.
The
but
way
like,
you say things really makes it sound like that. I'm only asking you to be careful with your words.
I'm only saying I speak immediate thoughts, and I don't think about these thoughts.
I've edited enough of these shows to know that's true.
If I didn't do it,
who would?
Who would? And if I didn't do it, it wouldn't make these bits half as funny.
Anyway, hearing aid was posted by Chucko Achok, which is Chucko backwards.
Oh.
Yeah. That got several dislikes, by the way. People did not like hearing aid.
Yeah, I don't think, like...
I mean, you could do... If you've done the hearing aid, if you've hearing aided or have been hearing aided, let us know. Like, I imagine it's only pleasurable for one of the parties.
I don't, like... An ear hole is not going to be warm and inviting
as
the downstairs.
Or any other option, really.
Like,
because it's just a ring of skin, which, by the way, I would feel has a very disturbing percentage chance of tearing. You know? Let's move on from that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
When someone is being grimy and down bad, shut your bochicolous ass up, Adrian.
Adrian, who is this
by? Love for Vercetti, March 8th, 2022.
That's a recent one. Bochicolous. I never. So it's someone that's down bad but is also gross.
I'm down bad, but I'm not grimy.
Right. Grimy, rather. Yeah. Bochicolousness.
Bochicolous.
That's nuts.
Bochicolous.
Nutsack knitting. When a guy's pubes are so long that you could braid or knit them together. This was posted by Mama Duckett.
Okay, Mama Duckett, I see what you're into. Thankfully, you cannot touch me, Mama Duckett. I am as smooth as a baby's bottom right now.
The first thing that came to mind when I saw that is, you know, I think it was in Avengers Endgame when Fat Thor had the, like, braided beard.
Mm-hmm.
It just made me think of that, but on, like, a nutsack. Like, a nutsack hair so long it kind of, like, comes down, and then you, like, braid it in a way.
If my nuts were to ever have, like, more...
Like, that much hair.
Like... A better beard than my face.
Oh, that'd be sad.
I'm going to shave it off and I'm going to put it on my face and no one will know but me.
That would be so cool. I mean, don't tell me because I'll just have to suss it out.
Yeah.
What you got, Kev?
This will be my last one. Slater.
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 Sounds like a douchebag white man. Uh-oh. Wait, hey.
Word for someone with a very large penis and or scrotum. He frequently uses these 2 to 3 times daily, can be interchanged with the words beast, baller, and pimp. Dang, dude, he's a total slayer, by The Informer number 2, January 8th, 2010.
Wow, that's an old term too, then. Mm-hmm. Slater. I've never heard that. Like, I've only heard the name Slater, and I always thought that was stupid. But I never knew that's what that was. Like, someone who's hung or has, like... massive cojones, you know?
I'm sorry, last one.
Okay.
I just found this one, and it kind of entails the last one I just said, okay. Because it's very relatable.
Sure.
Spank monkey man.
Spank monkey man?
A term used by a wife for her husband because he doesn't get enough sex and has to wank a lot instead. You're such a spank monkey man, you fat bastard, by Thistle Muncher.
Thistle Muncher?
April 23rd, 2011. Thistle
Muncher. If you are a spank monkey man...
Oh, my God. And a Slater.
And or a Slater. I would recommend seeing a counselor, a therapist maybe, maybe a marriage counselor. Because that's not ideal if you're a spank monkey man. Especially if you're a Slater. Like, I mean, you've got what you've got to work with. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And, but you're a spank monkey man.
But you're a spank monkey man. Thinking so to what yourself, are you doing?
How?
How did I get here? What am I doing?
And the counselors are there to help you.
Yeah, exactly. It's what I used to say when I walked into a Kmart and then Kmart died.
Well, I came in the mart.
You can't. That's probably why they closed, like Biohazard.
I was just giving them a dirty Nev.
The dirty Nev. The Kmart dirty Nev.
Kmart dirty Nev. This month only.
The final one I've got for you today. Dummy thick. A term I love and I love to see. When your ass cheeks clap so loud everyone around you hears. Also known as a gyat. Dummy thick. This was posted by Jerry Seinfeld official, by the way. So the actual Jerry Seinfeld by...
Oh my god.
Who, by the way, I'm pretty sure dated a 17-year-old when he was a grown-ass man. So fuck you, Jerry Seinfeld. But dummy
hold on,
thick...
Hold on. You said pretty sure, so it's not proven. So why the fuck are we... Why are we slamming him?
There's like multiple news articles... about it. I just wanted to cover my bases so we don't get sued.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah, that was my version of saying allegedly.
Well, I haven't seen it, so I'm still a Jerry Seinfeld fan.
I'm not.
That's okay.
Fuck you, Jerry.
Honestly, you're not. Oh my god, I forgot to say something during my Vibe of the Week. Because we're talking about celebrities.
Right.
I know we're not in Vibe of the Week.
Right.
I just want to say just a quick just rest in peace, Liam Payne. In the other direction.
We'll be right back.
I have tomorrow off, too. I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Cool. Welcome back to Burning Questions.
It's nice to have 2 days off in a row.
Couldn't be me.
I've worked the past 7 days, so I deserve these 2 days off.
You got 2 days off?
Yeah, today and tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
I've worked since last Wednesday. What is it? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Okay, 6 days in a row. Sorry.
I wasn't counting. You were. Burning questions, the only questions that are burning. We go to everyone's second least favorite website, Reddit, source questions asked into the ether. Two main characters, also omnipotent.
Omnipotent.
Not impotent, Kev. Omnipotent. Sorry.
I'm pretty impy.
Impy. Is that like the
impotent?
That's like sleepy becomes eepy, impotent becomes impy.
Yeah. And in case any of you viewers out there notice, I made a slight wardrobe change. It's getting hot in here.
So I now take have my off Rick and Morty clothes. Shirt on. I am getting so hot. Well, I'm gonna take my clothes off.
No, you were smart. You wore white, and you also wore a shirt that I don't know how you got.
I earned this, Kev. I am Aiden, there.
If you still want to co-host, you shut your mouth.
Favorite patron.
You shut your mouth. If you co-host. Still want to co-host, you shut your mouth.
I'm their favorite patron. I show up sometimes, and I tip well, and they're very kind, and it's a fantastic vibe. This is not sponsored, by the way, and you probably. The listeners won't know what Kevin's referencing. It's a t-shirt I'm wearing.
They probably Kevin, should sponsor
Kevin is
us
referencing a t-shirt I'm wearing.
I'm there all the time. Your dad is there all the time. You are not.
I'm there sometimes. And that's why I got this shirt. It's the bar we frequent. Oh, well, me infrequent. Kevin frequent. Anywho, burning questions.
I will be talking to the higher-ups about this. Mark my word.
Mark your word?
Mark my word.
Question from user Wonderful Camera 3650. What's a saying or phrase that instantly makes you suspicious? I would say one that always gets me, and I have a lot of coworkers that do this because if you work in the trades, right, you're going to have a lot of coworkers that do this. It just happens, and I don't know why or how to stop it.
Hazing?
But not necessarily hazing, but something that always makes me sus is when you start a sentence with, not to be racist, but, or, you know...
What do you mean work in trades? You mean when you hang out with me? Like, not to be edgy or racist, but,
if you start a sentence with that, you have to realize the next thing you hear is going to be the most heinous, unfair, racist sentence of all time. Why would you start a sentence with that? Not only start a sentence with that, why would you continue that thought? If you're thinking those things, go read a journal. Go read a book. Or educate yourself.
Do the smart thing and write it down. That way you're not saying it, so the other person can just read it.
But if you're writing it down and it's mm-hmm. untrue and slanderous, that makes it libel.
Well,
so
I mean, either way, it's not like they're my words that have been spoken. That have been spoken. They are my words that I read down that you have read. In any case, it's coming from your body, and you should just continue with it.
Probably
my
not.
Slogan or like my like anything
something
that would
that get, makes a sentence that makes you sus.
A sentence that makes me sus. Like anything that starts with the word cum. Or like, can you come over here? Or like, when you coming
love,
over?
I love.
Can I come over?
I love pausing for a second. It's like, so are you gonna come
over?
I love that.
Can I come now?
You need
in 10 minutes.
You need permission to come.
I'm over? Gonna come now.
No.
Quite frankly,
word. I'm simply going to come. Over for the show is what Kevin tells me.
Yeah, so Aiden sent me a message. He's like, "Hey, I'm home. You're gonna come
over?"
Yep.
Yeah. And then Kevin lovingly looks me in the eyes and says, "I'm gonna come over when I'm free." Actually, today was when he was finished defecating.
Well, I had to go, and I'm not allowed to here. So you're welcome.
I said you're only allowed to if you try out the bidet. Yeah, that's
let's
the,
add another
that's,
sus thing that like I'm not doing that.
That's the stipulation. If you're gonna shit in my house, you have to use the bidet.
The only thing that's entering my asshole is you.
The listener?
Not the
bidet.
No.
Oh,
you.
Me.
Not
oh,
the bidet.
Right. Well, that was a given, but the bidet not is a, it's gotta be on the table. Actually, it's on the toilet seat.
I'm about to elbow this table straight in two.
Don't break the table. Next question from user Shinra Tensei. Okay. I am certain I butchered that pronunciation.
It's all right.
I'm
pick
sorry.
A better name.
What's the weirdest compliment you've ever received? I got one when I was a wee lad. Not a wee lad. I was like 15. No, 14. I was like 14, right? So it's that like tween years. I guess teenager, actually. But I was ugly, right? Well, thanks, Kevin.
No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't, like, start... I was late to puberty, okay? The puberty train hit my cock and balls and facial features pretty late. So
same, brother.
I was...
Actually, no, they didn't.
Oh, you were on time?
No, they still haven't.
Oh, they still haven't. So real late.
Yeah.
But I was kind of an ugly kid. And I know if my parents are watching, they're going to be like, oh, you're such, you were a cutie. I've seen pictures of me.
That's how the grandparents would say to you, like, oh, you were such a cute kid.
I've seen pictures of me. I know I was ugly, okay? But the first person I was in, like, a relationship with, I say relationship in air quotes because it really wasn't, but they were interested in me, and then me not knowing self-worth, I figured, oh, let's run with this, even though there was nothing there. But every single time I saw them, they would give me a compliment that made no sense. Like, I would be wearing the stupidest, actually ugly shirt, because you, like, most of my shit was, like, hand-me-downs or Goodwill. So I was actually wearing something that was ugly, and they'd be like, oh, nice shirt, I love your shirt so much, and I was like... Oh, thanks.
Are
like,
you blind? Are you
so,
going
yeah, like
blind?
Yeah, like self-aware. Like, I know you're lying to me, but thanks, I guess. So I've gotten a handful of those throughout my years of like, I know you're wrong, but I still appreciate the gesture, you know?
You know, I'm sorry for yawning. I'm just...
Jeez.
I didn't sleep well last night. The only two
my
compliments
bad.
That...
Hey.
I want to have more of those nights anyway, so...
Huh?
Fuck you, Shorzy. For what? The two compliments that come to my mind in recent memory, because I haven't really gotten a whole lot of compliments my whole life.
My man.
And that's not me trying to be sad. That's just genuine. I don't
that's,
think
that's
I really
life,
have.
Yeah.
But we're men. We don't get complimented.
That's
so.
That's.
No, you can't.
I don't necessarily agree.
maybe it's. Sorry, now I'm turning it into a sad story.
Don't. Well, what are your compliments?
My compliments. One, it happened at Duffy's a long time ago. where someone, some woman, I don't know if this was a compliment or an insult. I'm just going to take it as a compliment. The topic age got brought up. I don't know how, she thought I looked like I was 36.
Oh, I remember you mentioning that.
But she looked
that.
Like she was into me. Like,
oh, like she wanted...
Like an older man.
Right.
Like middle-aged fucking... Is it the hairline? Maybe. Nothing happened that night. I mean, we started talking a little bit. She's like, yeah, you look like you're 36. I'm like... And I literally, like, stepped back. I'm like, excuse me? She's like, what? Like, are you older? I'm like, no! I'm like, good God! And she starts laughing. I'm like, babe, I'm 24. Right. She's like, oh my God, you look so much older than that. I'm just like, well, maybe he is, but not me.
You better hope you're not, like, starting to get grays anytime soon.
Well, I am.
You are? You've got gray hair?
In some places, yeah.
No kidding.
I didn't mean, like, down there, like, fucking chest or anything. It's probably just, like, around here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, around those points on the hairline.
And then the second compliment was actually this past Saturday when I went to the waiting room with my Blackhawks poncho on. This woman was drunk.
Uh-oh.
And she walks up to me and grabs my poncho like this. She's like, I love...
Oh, all handsy.
She's like, I love your thing. And then she walked to the bathroom. I'm just like, thank you. It's awful kind of you.
I love your thing.
Yeah, like, can I just get back to my seat, please?
Ma'am, I hope you have a designated driver.
I hope your boyfriend or your date, whoever that is, walked you to that bathroom, because I don't think you made it there on your 2 feet.
Oh, my God, you remember, there was one day we actually closed out that bar, and the bar, we're pretty tight with the bartenders and the manager and everything, and they were like, well, I mean, we're closing, but you guys are welcome to stay if... You help us close. I was like, oh, I don't care. Like, everyone, I think you and Zach and my dad were there. Oh, I don't care. So they handed us rubber gloves, and they're like, okay, go clean the bathroom. And I'm like, shit. Of course I get to do that.
One of those nights I did, actually, it was like 11:45, and the lights were on because it was already past last call.
Right.
And I went into the bathroom, to piss. And it really wasn't all that bad. Like, yeah, you still had to clean it with cleaning chemicals and stuff like that. But, like... After I was done pissing, I tidied up as much as I could in there. I walked up to Austin, like, kind of hobbling because I was a little tipsy. But I'm like, Austin, I'm like, bathroom's done. It just needs, like, squirt, squirt.
Right.
And he's like, all right, kid. I'm like, thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'm just like,
My man. That one time I cleaned the bathroom, because I had to clean both. I didn't. Okay. To clarify, I didn't have to clean both.
Man, they should have given me, like, a whole maid outfit and something, too.
I know, right? I'd have been so hot.
Ugh.
But I did clean both because I like to be a good person and they're good people, so I'll help out.
You know what my buddy Tommy would say?
What's that?
Simp.
Simp?
Simp.
Who am I simping for?
I don't know, but that Tommy thinks I simp for a lot of women.
Oh, sure. But anyway, I'm cleaning out these bathrooms, right? Men's room, pretty breezily. I did clean the seat. You clean the bowl, the... whatever else, take the garbage out. The women's room was a nightmare. It was bad in there. Someone threw up in the garbage can, which made me think, why are you throwing up in the bathroom garbage can when the toilet is 2 feet to your left? And you could have just done that there and flushed it away. But you decided to put your vomit somewhere that it's going to stay for X amount of hours until the park closes. What is wrong with you?
Women.
You can't generalize like that.
Well, you started it, so blame yourself.
I didn't start shit. I started a story of how I cleaned a women's room in a bar one time.
But specifically, the women's was even worse.
It was a nightmare. It's women. One case... of this occurring.
One case of that woman just yakking anywhere she wants to.
Next question.
The world is not your litter box.
You always have to turn it into something that's not okay. You always have to start generalizing or saying some shit that's mean. I'm gonna kiss you with my fist and then mouth and then fist a couple more times. Next question. From... user Carlos Menezes. You have to listen to a video game soundtrack for the rest of your life. Which game are you picking?
Ooh, this is a tough one, actually.
It's a toughie.
This is a tough one.
I had an instant thought, though. Because these games are so expansive, and there's so many of them, and all of the soundtracks are good, I have to go Legend of Zelda. The Legend of Zelda games, the soundtracks are amazing, the themes are amazing, the overworld, the title themes, it's just so good, and there are countless hours of these original soundtracks, because there are so many games. I think that's an easy answer. And I also have a personal connection with the Zelda games, because I love them, so...
Honestly, I thought your answer would have been Minecraft.
That would be good, but I don't think there's as many songs.
But they're all bangers.
They are all bangers. That is true.
So now that I said Minecraft...
You're thinking about it. Yeah.
I have a... how do I word this here? I have an answer. But it might not be legally binding to this question.
You're omnipotent. Does it matter?
You're right, it doesn't.
Yeah, you're Minecraft, you're
impy. Gears of War, and Helldivers 2.
I mean, considering...
I would listen to all of them. For the rest of my life.
That's true. And that is a good top three, I would say. I would also say, this might be cheating, but granted, you just did the same, so calm down.
You said it wasn't.
No, you're
did
not.
I cheat?
You're, because you're impy. Oh. No, you're okay. Well, you're impy. Impotent.
That's
yeah.
Right.
So I would say the Grand Theft Auto V soundtrack, because of the... Hours no. of actual music in it.
No.
And also, like, the theme. Hell yeah, that is... By the way, that is a
it's
banger.
It's like the only song I know
that
from that
banger.
Game. It's terrible.
It is awesome.
Fucking... As you're driving
yeah.
200 miles an hour, then
hell
you
yeah.
die.
Well, that's also
that's
a plus.
That's going to be the last thing you hear.
Yes. yeah. Actual. Well, we thank you for listening, for watching. Smooch the subscribe button. Let us know what you think of these episodes. If you have answers to any of these questions or maybe a language barrier you've thought of that we haven't covered yet, let us know. In the comments, the description, hit us up on socials. We're all over the place.
We will proofread your answers to these questions, and we will give you honest feedback, a good review.
Yes, before promptly ignoring you for the rest of time.
Yeah.
I kid. That was a joke. I'm joshing, Kev. Look, I'm faded off the josh because I'm joshing.
Look, I'm not even had... I had the...
Yeah, so you're actually faded.
No, I haven't had a single drop of josh, and I am here to tell you that I will actually ignore your comments.
Oh my gosh, what if a man named Josh nasty nevved a glass of josh wine? Double Josh Nasty Nev. Confirmed.
Please get some help. Your brain is just rotting away, and I'm here for
I
you.
I mean...
I'm here for you as a friend.
Right.
Because tomorrow I won't be. So please check
as,
your brain.
As all good friends are, like the one Morgan person.
Yes.
Friend,
check,
in
check
air quotes.
Check your brain. Get that shit fixed, because I will not be around tomorrow.
So what you're saying is we have to record the rest of AK-209 for the rest of time today, because you won't be here tomorrow.
It's only tomorrow.
Oh, so you're only gone tomorrow.
Only gone tomorrow.
Okay, so listeners, count him out for tomorrow, but he'll be back. He's just gone tomorrow.
Yeah, just for tomorrow.
We hope you have a wonderful Halloween. We thank you for watching, listening, and we will see you bright and early late next week with another episode of Chaos, because that is what we do, baby.
Ooh, Josh. Here's some pretty good Josh.
Pretty good Josh.